Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, I'm not sure the setup this year, inside, outside, and all that, but I do know this. Make sure you get there early. It'll be packed. Jerry and I will be doing some silly things for you, and Boom and I will be doing the show. So that's this Friday, bright and early. Doors probably open about 5 a.m. Make sure you're ready to go.
Jerry and I are going to be doing some...
Well, we did some knockerball last year. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
That was 2 years ago?
That was 2 years ago.
I know. I remember last year I was up there singing with one of those rock bands.
That was last year.
Yeah, we sang last year with Hall & Oates, right?
No. Poison.
Poison. So Poison.
Brett Michaels.
I've already got a hilarious t-shirt made up.
You did?
That I'll be wearing.
What was that?
Well, I don't want to ruin the surprise.
It's not going to ruin anything. What's the t-shirt say?
Well, it's
Al's Boring's t-shirts.
No, I mean,
Al freaking Duke.
I don't want anyone. Woke.
I saw something where you were tweeting about that you needed a t-shirt or a hat or something.
What's it say?
Stay woke.
Big star that you are.
I'd rather you guys not ruin it.
Did you hire security for yourself?
No, I'd rather not give away my hilarious t-shirt.
Huh. All right.
It's quite the buildup. It better be funny.
What, you ordered one of them?
Well, I got it made at a Jersey Shore stand.
Oh.
I can only do one at a time.
You and Paulie D got together and had that made that happen?
And I did tell them, too, as I was getting it made. I go, surprise, you already don't have these. It's going to be the saying of the summer. Stay woke. No one had any idea what I was talking about.
Jared, do you know what the shirt says?
No, we've never gone over that in the podcast.
That's something you guys have discussed.
We have not discussed
that.
Hello?
All right. Yeah, why does it say hello?
Are you going to do a big reveal in your robe? And show everybody at the headliners.
I like to unveil myself in a robe.
That would be awesome.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you bring a robe?
Get a robe,
and we'll do an unveiling of your T-shirt for everybody.
Perfect.
Is that good for you?
Yeah, that works for me.
Do you have a robe, or do I need to bring you one?
I don't have a robe, but
so we'll get you a robe.
What do you mean you don't have a robe?
Go take a robe from the Hilton over here.
Yeah, or Trump Soho, one of them.
I'm a hotel robe guy if there's going to be sexy time.
There's not going to be any sexy time, but if you need a robe, we'll get you a robe.
Dear diary. There's going to be sexy time.
Have you connected with the governor about the big moment in Shark River?
I have not, but numerous Twitter followers of the show has been tweeting to him asking if he will be launching me into the Shark River. He's not responding.
He is
not
the governor of New Jersey. How are you supposed to respond to that?
I told him, he said he would do it.
Yeah.
So all he has to do is reach out to me, let me know that he's in, and we'll put all the plans in place. Right?
I suppose.
Al's in. Me and Boomer are in. I've got the stuff ready to go. I just need confirmation from the governor that he'll do it. Got to put a one-piece bathing suit on, climb up a 10-foot ladder, walk across some scaffolding, jump onto an inflated balloon, and catapult Al Dukes into the Shark River. What am I asking? Is that much?
Oh, no, not at all.
You can officially start summer in your home state.
I could see how Governor Christie would buy right into that. That sounds like right up his alley.
That'd be your lasting legacy as a governor. You're the governor that, at the end, regained all the people's trust by jumping on an inflated.
Yeah, think of the positive press coverage.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be really
How
positive,
exactly though. Would that be written?
Yeah. Right.
Like great news at the end of the newscast. And Governor of New Jersey,
Chris Christie
launched
a... That would be the lead.
Kicking off the summer in style in a 1923 one-piece.
Launched a radio producer into the Shark River.
And we'll give him a bathing hat,
And by the way, why do they call it the Shark River?
Exactly right.
There's no sharks in it.
Well, you never know.
There were 100 years ago.
They'd be so scared when I came splashing in there.
Is that what it is, by the way? No more sharks? There used to be sharks?
I don't know if there are anymore, but I think as it goes, in the 1920s, there was a shark found there.
Was it like one shark in Shark River, and everyone in Jersey panicked?
No, they
so it's called Shark River?
They can go up the rivers for a bit.
Excuse me?
Sharks.
What was that? Was that English?
Yeah.
You just talking like the Adam West Batman, where you take... Silly pauses for no reason, Robin. I think the Joker is back in Gotham. We must stop him. What's going on here today?
They have had whale sightings also off the Jersey Shore recently.
And I was stunned by that, but actually Al showed footage, video.
Like there's a whale in Shark River?
In Belmar, right?
In the actual ocean, not Shark River.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Shark River's by the U.S. Coast Guard in Neptune or whatever. Is that Neptune? I don't know if it's Neptune.
Neptune area, sure.
So there you go.
What
near Bradley Beach,
what exit
isn't it?
Is that on the Garden State Parkway? 9,322. What is it?
You want to look 98. For 98.
98.
You want to get a hotel room together and spend the night there before the show?
No.
They have a lot of bed and breakfast down there.
You should invite Alan. You can have sexy time.
Oh, no, Jeff Norris has a place down there. We can stay at his place.
Little sexy time, sexy time.
Jerry Rucker's here. Hi, Jerry.
Well, good morning. Brought to you by Bruni and Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit BruniandCampisi.com. Your Yankees just keep on keeping on and talk about a monster home run from Didi.
1-1. Swung on and hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Second deck. Yes, indeed. Didi Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphoric. He hits a two-run home run to right. And the Yankees take a 3-2 lead.
He always does that for Didi. It's John Sterling on the fan.
Euphorious.
A two-out, two-run homer to right that put the Yankees ahead. They would wind up beating the Royals 4-2. A couple of things here. You also had what looked to be a game-tying play for the Royals that was overturned on replay as the ball did the bag right before the runner.
I watched almost the whole game. They not only reviewed it.
Quickly.
That was like a two-second review.
I will say this. I watched the game this morning on one of the replays. It was obvious that he was out. So if they
was
got
the one
that,
from the other side.
The one right from behind it, from the dugout.
Because his foot's right above the bag.
Right. But you can see in slow motion the glove literally is impacted by the ball before the foot's down. So you kind of see why they made the call quickly.
Was, are you complaining now that the replay was too fast?
No, I'm saying
it. They're always complaining that it's not fast enough.
I thought it was such a bang-bang play that they would have labored over it.
And by the way, I think like the Royals are to the Yankees what the Mets are to the Brewers. Just get your ass kicked.
Seems that way.
Well, yeah, they win 4-2 last night. Right after that, you get the home run by Chris Carter. So you go from thinking it might be 3-3. Instead, it's 4-2, and the Yanks get the win. And the bullpen was tremendous after Michael Pineda.
That's another reason why you should never bet a baseball game.
Why, the bullpen?
No, it's a 3-2 game. Yankees are winning. First, they're down 2-0, right? It's 3-2.
Sure.
So you can either bet the Yankees, you can bet the run line, meaning you have to win by two runs or more. Let's say you took the run line, right?
Yeah.
So that game's about to be 3-3.
Yeah.
And the over-under was checked was 8 last night, right? So that means you're sweating out the last three innings.
Sure.
As opposed to, that's the final out, Carter hits the home run, 4-2, Yankee bullpen, game over.
Yep, they locked it down, no doubt. Warren, Clippard, and then Betances who got the save. Here is Joe Girardi. Gregorius has become a mature veteran ballplayer.
Reyes did a tremendous job in his absence, but, I mean, I thought Didi grew up a lot and figured out who he was as a hitter last year, and swung the bat really well.
And so the other part of this story would be the Judge's Chambers, which is out there in right field behind Aaron Judge, which is kind of cool. John Sterling kind of sets
it's
the
so
scene.
So un-Yankee-like, though.
There is a wooden structure that is called the Judge's Chambers.
And it's actually very cool.
So now the Yankees are doing it, just like the Mets were doing it with Thor and the Dark Knight and everything else. So now they're playing into this whole Judge thing.
I think it's great.
When a Met gets hurt and a Met has got a nickname and Mets got this and Mets got that, right? Everybody's screaming and yelling when those guys don't live up to the billing. And now you're doing it to a rookie here now for the Yankees. And yeah, the Yankees are supporting it. This is a Yankee thing right here. This is not like...
Correct.
I think the Mets buy into it when the
There's
newspaper...
20 seats. 20 seats in the judges' chambers.
Right.
Which is so like un-Yankee-like.
That's right.
But it also shows that even the Yankees every now and then can loosen their tie and have a little fun.
Now it's okay. Now we're loosening the tie. When the Mets do it, it's like idiotic.
I do think it's great, and I don't think what the Mets do is idiotic, so I'll be consistent.
I'm with you, Jerry, but, you know, they call him Thor, Dark Knight,
sure.
The Grominator, and all that stuff is on the back pages of the papers, and that's how the fans pick up on it, and then the fans buy into it, and then the next thing you know, the team is doing some sort of giveaway around the moniker that is given to the player.
Right.
And now they're doing this to, I'm surprised a little bit that the Yankees
it's not Yankee-like.
Itself are doing it to a rookie. This is a rookie now that's having, obviously he's off to a great start, but he hasn't accomplished anything. yet of a major season. That's a lot of pressure on that kid.
Yeah, I know, especially with 3-0 that let him hit, and he had a ball right down the middle, and he just missed that. Should have hit a home run on it. But Judge's Chambers, listen, keep playing well. The Yankees have shown that they're changing, Boomer. They're young, they're vibrant, they're liberal, they're having a good time, they're engaging the fans. This is everything the Yankees never were. It's great. What a great change of pace
exactly
in New York.
What the Mets have been the last three years.
But the Mets embarrass themselves.
No, they went to the World Series. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
They won the pennant 2 years ago.
The tractor's an idiot.
Let's put another gnome with a big junk out there of Matt Harvey, because that's what fans want.
They do want it.
A big bull, Matt Harvey.
There we go.
Okay, John, my star of the game is Brett Gardner.
Okay,
you look up and there's 9 home runs.
Okay, John, I'm here with Big Sexy himself, Brett Gardner. Brett, you look up, you had 9 home runs. What the hell's happening? Is it steroids, the juice, the drink, the purple stuff? What do you got going on? And can I have a taste?
No.
I'll meet you in the Hilton lobby later.
No.
You know, I was listening to my favorite old NSYNC song earlier today, Get Ready for the Game. Okay, John. Bye. Well, we really own the Royals, don't we?
Gardner did homer in this game.
I was listening to that new song by Jason Derulo, Brett, called Swalla.
Swalla?
Swalla.
Is that
what Nicki Minaj and Jason Derulo called Swalla.
Swalla.
Yeah, what's that about?
What is it about?
You tell me.
You tell me.
John, what's Swalla about? Well, you know, Susan. Yeah. I can tell you, but I don't have to kill you.
Well, yes, indeedy.
Euphorious.
Gardner was asked, because we're not getting too carried away with this, if he had his own section, what would it be?
I don't know, man. You guys can figure that out.
It'd be the garden center.
No telling.
They could have, like, lawnmowers and stuff out there.
Well, we said me and Allison, maybe rakes and hoes.
Yeah. Rakes and hoes.
Rakes and hoes.
That'd be the most popular section in Yankee Stadium.
No.
Hey, guys, I got section 103. No. We're not. We don't want to sit there. No, it's like 2 rows off the field. No. We're in the rakes and hoes section. Sold out's the hardest ticket to get. Hey, Al, do me a favor. Call Lawn Trost up. Tell them that me and Boomer have an idea for the Scott's Lawn Presents the Rakes and Hoes section.
For Gardy. Jordan Montgomery.
But it's invite only.
Montgomery and Duffy go tonight. We'll have it on The Fan. Mets and Padres tonight at Citi Field. Matt Harvey and Jolish Chacin are the starters there. This is good for the Yankees. Yankees now a game and a half up.
What?
The Orioles go up 5-0 on the Twins. Minnesota coming off playing a doubleheader the other day.
Game over, right?
Here they go. They win the game 14-7 to Minnesota. Max Kepler homered. Drove in 4 runs there.
That's so hard for me to... Boomer, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You'll be all right?
Yeah.
I mean, they blew a 5-0 lead at home.
Yeah.
Oh, Moses.
So you got that with the baseball. Also from the basketball, Warriors beat the Spurs, shocker, 129-115. So they become the first team in league history to start the playoffs 12-0 as they sweep their way into the final. I get it.
Let me ask you guys a quick question.
Yeah.
And then we'll take care of some business with all your calls.
By the way, you know, it's no longer the big three in the NBA.
Let me ask you guys a question.
It's no longer the big three in the NBA. You need a big four now.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
All right?
Go ahead.
Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
As we speak, Jerry, you should be all over this because you do that FanDuel stuff.
Sure.
The current longest win streak, active winning streak, and the current longest losing streak, it could be either league, doesn't matter to me, any team you want. What's the current active longest win streak?
2 by the Yankees.
Is that really?
Well, the Rangers just won 9 in a row, but I think they lost on Monday.
No cheating, Boomer. No, you're going to cheat. Get your fingers off the mouse.
I gave my answer.
You're going to give the losing streak yet?
I think the Rangers lost, so I'm not going to say Texas.
Who are you going to say?
Houston just got swept. The Indians.
Let's not name every team.
Why? You just told me to go through it. I don't know.
Just take a guess.
I'm going to say the Phillies have.
Zip you
I'm going to say the Rockies have the longest winning streak, and I'll say the Phillies have the longest winning streak.
And what's the number? Zip it. No. What's the number?
Oh, I don't know. I would say 4, and for Philly, 8.
Okay, the longest win streak currently in baseball is 2 games.
Is 2? Well, but
yeah,
the Rangers
that's why I said that.
But the Rangers just won 9 in a row, so that's kind of.
So I got that one right, and then Seattle's lost 3 in a row.
Okay.
Everybody's kind of even.
Which is, I mean, that never happens.
Well, the Rangers won 9 straight.
No. Current. I said current.
You know, I know, but current. A win streak just ended.
No, but today.
So they're not in the midst of it.
Another one is picking and starting now.
No, they're not in the midst of this. Boomer's right.
Fair enough.
Think about that. No team has won more than 2 consecutive games. And no team has lost more than three consecutive games. So where are the New York Mets in that list? They are coming off one loss.
Right.
Matt Harvey's pitching today. I like to think the Mets will win tonight. They're playing the Padres. They suck.
Watch out for Schimpf.
Who?
Ryan Schimpf.
Oh, come on. Making him nervous
home
again.
No, I'm not. He hit a home run against the Mets last year at Citi Field.
Boomerang Carton on the Fan, 877-337-6666.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.